So I just want to wrap up for the day. One important element which we learned today, which has been a thread which has followed through in most of the presentations, is around data, how to analyze it. And if I can quote Emil, he said one important thing is, as actuaries, we should not always be looking at what has happened and reporting about the past, but it's what we can learn from the data and try to predict. We had discussions around ethics, around collecting information and analyzing it, and how we should use it. And I think the conclusion was we should use it for the betterment of the healthcare system, providing better value to the people we serve, which is closely aligned to the principles of the actuarial profession, serving the public interest. We also looked at the response to the COVID environment. I like the fact that the world came together and they knew they were going to make mistakes along the way, and they did make mistakes along the way. But still, we are here today. I'm not wearing a mask. I do not feel unsafe. It's through the collective effort which was done by people from various disciplines, putting resources together, putting skills together, coming up with the vaccinations, learning as much as possible about COVID. So I think that was quite a good moment for us as human beings. Then we looked at the regulatory space, the complexity of the healthcare system. I had something which I shared on the online chat when Barry showed that slow-moving snail. My comment was, at least the snail is moving. For me, it seems like the snail is actually stationary. It doesn't look like we are going anywhere in terms of regulations around healthcare. But still, there were ideas which were put on the table. They were exciting, quite insightful, and they were broader than just our own healthcare system, but looking at national priorities. And I would like to challenge us to always be thinking about how we can actually make that environment better for everyone, not just our clients and the ones who deal with us directly. Then the damages discussion was quite interesting. It's nice to know that at least they're trying to address the problem. It was not so hopeful because I think the people we look to solve the problem, the legal guys, are actually part of the problem because of the incentives that are there. And I hope that from the discussion, we will try to also look at it from a data point of view, try to make the system better within the current regulations without waiting for the environment to change from a regulatory perspective. And then I have rounded up around palliative care. Thank you, Mfaro, for being brave enough to present to us. And I certainly hope that you take more time and effort to solve more problems and have value-based care being part of our culture in the private healthcare. Hopefully it can be translated to other healthcare systems. So, as we started the day, we are going to end the day. I'm going to hand over to Alex. And I think I made you laugh, so I can call myself a master of ceremony, right?
Thanks, Tolton. Okay, thanks everyone. It's been quite a diverse mix of topics. I think it's been great. Thanks to the speakers again, particularly. And then I think just to reflect, I think this 2 years, it's maybe a challenge for all of us. We're healthcare actuaries. I think there's lots of learnings. We've got a task team that's going to try to capture them. But to challenge for all of us to capture this is a lifetime experience, and no better time to be a healthcare actuary. So I think we can all reflect on that and be thankful and excited about it. So thank you, everyone. Please send learnings or comments around the format. I think we've had a few hiccups and we've learned from that, so we'll certainly get your views and feedback. So send it either to the health care committee, myself, ESSA. We'll probably do a little survey as well. So we'll definitely take some of the learnings out of the format and the structure of today into the future seminars and meetings. But thank you very much. Have a great day. Cheers.